organizations today, they are trying to create a condition
where to protect the women. In fact, I think yesterday or day before is a Women's Day, World Women's Day. Women's Day. So much so that women are harassing the world. Never before. The bribery and corruption covers every sector of the modern society. Whether it's a country, whether it's an institution, nothing can be done through the proper way and channels unless bribery is not done. The bribery at the lowest and the highest levels, the rulers in this world are bribery. You see, there are so many stories about it. How the rulers, the politicians, the bureaucrats, the business people, nothing get done, nothing get pushed unless the bribery is take place, unless money is presented. The child labor, you know, children are put into economic activity. They are working. In fact, I will show you next Sunday, God willing. There's a man called Phil Fieger, written a book also, The Rulers of the Modern New World. All these new brands that you and I wear, some important brands like Nike, you'll be surprised. The top class Nike is produced in some countries by the children. In those factories, he has information. In those factories, it is children who make those shoes that you and I are wearing. So the child labor is something. Even the small children are put to work and employment. In Pakistan, all these famous carpets are coming to the houses of many people by the labor of the children. Never before in the history of the world. Child sex. Do you know Sri Lanka is number 3 in the world in the child sex? Our country is number 3 in the child sex. And this is very much, you know, very many times people arrest, many foreigners come, there are websites inviting people to have come here. I mean, there were Roman Empire was there, this was not so much like this in the world today. Children are, it is happening in a bigger scale. You would be, now there are institutions who are trying to come in and protect the children. But that's not enough. It is like standing against all ocean, few institutions try to protect the children, their rights. So much so, parents in some areas in our country are encouraging children. Some parents are saying, "Sir, I have to work for a week to earn 1,000 rupees, whereas I can send my young child with half an hour he earns the source all salary." So what it is? That's the status. He says, "For a week I earn so much, but my son, who is about 10 years, can get the same amount in half an hour." It is happening in right across, in our own nose, under our own nose. Child soldiers. This is not only in our country, but globally. Wherever the conflict are, we know it is very clear in our country, in this ethnic conflict, the children are grabbed from the parents. While they are going to school, they have been picked up, recruited, given the guns. Not only in this country, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, In many other countries, the children are recruited to an unknown war and their childhood is taken away. Isn't it a wicked generation? Yes. This generation wicked than the Noah's generation. In Noah's generation, you never heard about these things. But this generation is much more wicked than that generation. It's a wicked generation. So in this wicked generation, there is nothing more than that wicked, this wickedness that can take place. And that is the very reason that you find, we come to our second point. The bride of Christ is make herself ready when these things happen. I was enlightening all of you to understand the current state of the wickedness. It is surpasses all, and you know, you and I, our country is right in the center of that wickedness. And Jesus predicted, this is the time the bride of Christ will definitely get herself ready. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:40-43, then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and other left. Two women shall be grinding in the mill, and one shall be taken, other left. Watch therefore, you know not what hour the Lord cometh. Come. But know this, if a good man of the house had known in which watch the thief come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken. Now here, Jesus talks about a separation. Now I must tell you very clearly, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to the bride of Christ is not going to be like the way the many Christians are projecting. The Lord will come and suddenly people will vanish like this and that. No, it's not going to happen that way. Definitely, that's not the order of God. You know, some people are trying to take these scriptures and project and say suddenly people are here and some people are gone, some people are left. No. It is all together to do with the preparation. Sometimes among us, in the same house, there would be people who do not have that adequate preparedness in themselves. In themselves to come to the status where when Jesus comes. And before Jesus comes, I said about the ministry of the seven thunders. This morning I was sharing about the holy garment. You remember God told Moses how to dress Aaron. And he said, once he dressed, he should have the breastplate here. And he said, in the breastplate, he said, Urim and Thummim. Two words. The Urim and Thummim is the light and the perfection. What happens here, when Aaron goes before to the holy place, his hand representing the nation of Israel, and that God is going to judge them based on the Urim and Thummim, which is the word like this. So Urim and Thummim is two words in the breastplate. It is the light and perfection. You see, when Aaron stands before the Holy of Holies, he stands bringing judgment to the nation of Israel. So the nation of Israel would be judged the amount of the light of the word, as well as based on that light, the perfection they have achieved. Same thing that the Lord expects. The Bible says, His word is the light and the lamp unto my feet. And as we see the word, the light of the word, the perfection comes to us. We have been made perfected. And as we have been made perfected, that preparedness comes to us. Because it says very clearly in Revelation chapter 19, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, for his wife has made herself ready. So there is a preparedness that would take place, that would take place in the life of the bride. For to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. You see, brothers and sisters, there are a lot of Christianity in this world. But there is only a small group of people that would truly, earnestly prepare themselves for the soon coming. How would their preparedness take place based on the Urim and Thummim? Based on the light and the perfection. When Aaron stood before the Holy of Holies, he represented the nation of Israel. And God is judging the nation of Israel when he looked at Aaron wearing the holy garment. And it says, he arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. I must tell you, you see, in the charismatic movements in the world, the evangelical and charismatic movements, they probably will start with 10 people and they build up to about 1,000 people in a short period of time. That's the way they do that. But people who are part of the bride, their numbers are not very large. Because when the truth is presented, it is not many people that would be drawn to it. The truth would not be acceptable to many people. So the large number of people would be there only something sensational, something that would create some interest to them that would be there. But the bride preparedness is different. It is based on the light and the perfection. The amount of the light that is revealed, you see, in the time of Jesus, you know, I was sharing today, having read many books about the Jewish books in the last couple of weeks, I was so amazed to see the commitment and the allegiance, the commitment and the allegiance of the Jewish community to the Torah or to their, what you call, Talmud or their books and to God himself. Their commitment is greater than the commitment of you and me. The Jews, because of their commitment, their commitment and their allegiance is much more to the world and to God. But what happens here, when Jesus came to reveal more light on this, they could not see. Because, do you know whom Jesus came to? The Bible says Jesus did not come for you and me. Do you know that? He did not come for me and you. We have been drawn in by the Lord. The Bible says he came to his own, referring to the Jewish nation. And that is the very reason Jesus himself told that woman, it is not right for me to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. Referring to the Gentiles, you and me. And that is why God loved the nation of Israel with an everlasting love. God had a mighty love for the nation.
The Bible says, and this is the only nation in the world
that has gone through so much of persecution and difficulty than any nation, any group in this present world. And then God so loved them,
He chastises them.
Do you know, God even like us? You know, God's love is demonstrated to me and you also when He chastises.
God judges us every day. Do you know that?
He judges me and you every day, daily basis. Then only He chastises us. He gives a judgment to me and you every day and chastises us. So God,
just imagine the Jews with their commitment and their allegiance, if they had the revelation of Jesus, with that kind of commitment and allegiance to God and His Word, and if he had the revelation when Jesus came, you could imagine that nation.
What happens is, today we have the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ,
but I must tell you, our commitment to the world and to God, not so much as the Jews.
They were so much committed to the Almighty. Elohim. And that God, in every aspects in their lives, they want to make sure. That is the very reason that, you know, that they could not receive Jesus. Also for the fact they have been more orthodox than ever before, they couldn't understand. So, what is important here is, as Aaron stood before the Holy of Holies with his holy garment and with Urim and Thummim, which means the judgment of God based on the light and the perfection. That's why Jesus also told many times over, be thou perfect even as your Father in heaven. So the perfection is uncompromising expectation of the Lord for me and you. So that's what here we see. The bride has made herself ready. Making herself ready, not in heaven, right here on earth. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. You see, how would the bride get ready? There would be the word which is called the ministry of the spoken word. The word would be spoken. This is a written word. And this word, when the Spirit of God anointing comes, the word, the bride received the word, and that this light dawns, the light of the word dawns to your life and my life. And then as we receive the word, then we take things and make sure our life align with that. In Psalms David said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed unto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought, O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. So what happens here is, to the bride of Christ, God has ordained a ministry where the word is spoken for bride. So the light would be dawned, and based on that light, Urim, and then the Lord is expecting perfection, like He expected the perfection from the nation of Israel. It is also, you find, In Matthew 25, in the parable of the wise virgins and foolish virgins, 24, at the midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And while they, referring to the foolish virgins, went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, remember, they that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. So there is a certain amount of preparedness expected by the children of God for the very event that is we are waiting for. What happens here? The midnight, the cry was made, and while the foolish went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were prepared, ready, the readiness, went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. You know, brothers and sisters, I explained to you about the marriage in the eastern side, where the bridegroom arrives to the bride's place, and then the bride waits for that, and then once the merrymaking is over, the marriage takes place, they go to the chupa, which is the enclosure where the bride and the bridegroom, and the door is shut. Today, the door of this revelation is shut to many so-called Christian organizations because they are not ready to receive it. Therefore, we be also ready, for in such an hour. Now he is commanded to the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made rule over his household, to give them the meat in due season? You know, you have to feed people with the right food at the right time. You can't give stale food to people. Do you know, I told you that we are not in the sowing time. Some people say, sowing, sow the gospel, take the gospel to all the places, unknown places. Yes, last 2000 years the gospel has been going. Jesus said, this gospel will go not to get everybody saved in this planet earth. No. All these 6 billion people are going to get saved? No. The Bible says gospel will be preached to the world as a witness. Not everybody gets saved. So they say preaching the gospel, okay, that's fine. We are sowing. We are not in the sowing time. We are not even the harvesting time. We are in the sorting out time. Harvest has gone, is bought. Now it is in the sorting time, separating time. So we are not in the sowing time. We are not even in the harvesting time. We are in the separating, sorting out time. You remember the parable? The last parable of the Matthew chapter 13. Parable of the net. The net is cast. The drag net is cast to the sea. The large number of sea fish is caught. There are 7 parables. Last parable represents the last age. Last 7th age. And the large number of fish is caught to the net. And they brought the net to the shore. And there they select the good ones to the cans or to the vessels. And the other ones thrown back. Jesus said, Luke said, the fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge the floor and get the wheat to his garner, and take out the others out. We are living in that time. So many people are presenting, preaching. You know, there are many preachers in this world. If you look at the God Channel, every day you find so many new preachers are coming. There are many evangelists, many pastors, many prophets. But are they giving the meat in due season? Some of them are giving stale food. Some of them don't know the times they are living in. So there is only a group of people with the anointing of God who are in the fivefold ministry, giving the food to the people that is appropriate at that particular time. That's why Jesus said, referring to the end time, this message is for our time. This Matthew 24, 44 onwards, referring to your time and my time. Because he says to be ready. He talks about the wise and faithful servant who would give the meat in due season. We need to understand the season we are living in. And blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing so. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he shall make him ruler over his goods. Jesus also mentioned about the false prophets and the teachers of our time. But he says, if that evil servant, they are also servants. They are also servants. Shall say in his heart, they are also belong to that same, because that's why he says, my Lord. These servants also, you know, doing something what the Lord wants. My Lord delayed his coming. They shall begin to smite his fellow servants and eat drink with be drunken. Their lifestyle is different. They are involved in a totally different state of mind. And the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not, in an hour that he is not aware of. Because he doesn't know the timing, so they don't know the time of the Lord. And shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with whom? The hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing. I want to show you something here. What is happening in the name of Christianity? The gospel merchants selling oil, misleading innocent gullible believers in their large numbers. Laughing spirit, dancing spirit, spirit of drunkenness are some of the new development in modern day charismatic movement. Shameful fundraising for various questionable projects. These so-called Christian leaders. Let's see some of this. This is a man whom you see on the You know who that man is? Benihin, we see on that. He take that coat. It refers to the mantle, you know, the cloak. But Elijah's cloak, like, you know. He says, this is all. I will show something of him. This is all made. I took this from Brother Gang's web.
That's what I'm
doing. So this. This is a famous evangelist on the Lord TV, Copeland, Kenneth Higgin, or, you know, senior.
They must have thought they were strong.
laugh again. He's also a famous preacher in the God team. Okay, I think you are yourself judge what this is. I must tell you, this is not of God. This is not of God. You know, Bible very specifically tells, I'll show you the scriptures. You know, if an unbeliever comes to your midst, if you see this kind of thing, you see the other day, I was passing this Hindu Kovil and I've seen these people do like this, you know. I asked my driver, what is the meaning of this? Because why do you have to do that before God? You know, if you are praying, you know, God doesn't want you to behave like children. But that is better than this. At least that is some exercise. You know, that what they do is a better exercise than this. This is crazy. This is madness. This is not God. But it is done in the name of God. I'll show you something else. Okay, now this is, if audio is not available, I found difficult to get this video on. It's only audio. This is Benihin speaking. Yeah, just.
It says you understand. But here you go, I don't know what for God. You know? You trap me. And the people, women, all the people are selling away. They are lunatics. I remember $1,900 LCD monitor. Was sold by a second hand shop with good rents. And all the things showing all the money there.
But it has it. That is for the common person. Everybody.
It's very simple. Look at people who don't take the Old Testament.
I took it from his website just to show them. I want to show this. I think it's important. No connection to this place to get that. You see, just let me tell you that, because I'm unable to get that. The Benihin prophesies in this, I'm unable to get that, the clipping. He says in the stage, maybe next Sunday I will try to show that. In the stage, he says in the 1995, Fidel Castro will die, 1995. But today, still Fidel Castro is living. And then he says, in the gay people in America will be consumed by fire before 2000. Today, gay people have increased more. Then he says, next time when he preaches, he would have Jesus physically on his stages, on his stage. This is what he says in this. I am unable to get that, to show it to you. Maybe next Sunday I will show it to you. You see, the Bible says if a prophet says something, if it doesn't come to pass, what does the Bible say? It's a false prophet. So the Benihin is a false prophet. Do you know that? He's a false prophet. Because what he does is all for the stage set. All that what he is doing there, people falling, you know, all that is stage. So, this prophecy which he gives, so many things, the list of about 10 items he says, all things has not come to pass. All has not come to pass. So brothers and sisters, the Bible is very specific in this. When the prophet says what he said, if it doesn't come to pass, and I think that we have to make sure. I really want to show this to you because I'm unable to show this. Now here. Yeah, I'm through. He's talking. Fidel Castro died. Oh. '95, he will die. God will destroy homosexual community in America. He will destroy homosexual community with fire.
Jesus.
The Lord will appear physically in his meeting.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is about to appear physically in some churches.
So, he said, Son of God physically will appear in his platforms, but also he will appear physically in some churches. Never has happened so far. Never. Never has happened in his shows. So brothers and sisters, what you see today is a mockery of Christianity on God TV. Mockery. In the name of God. In the name of God. By so-called preachers. You know what they do? What do they do? They want to get money more and more. And they travel in luxury. They live in luxury. They take that money which belongs to the people of God, which give to them. I am saying this is not joking. This is the state of so-called world Christianity. Jesus warned about these people. He says, many will come in my name and try to deceive. These are deceivers. It is hard to accept, brothers and sisters, for some of us. But this is the truth. More truth will be revealed. That Kenneth Copeland or Hagin, that laughing, you laugh like that, you know, I don't know what is the, I mean, okay, I like laugh. I mean, laughing is a good medicine, you know. If you can laugh, it's a good thing. We should laugh. But, you know, not in the name of God. This kind of the spirit comes, you know. They are on the ground, they are, you know. This is ridiculous. Mockery at the highest level. The Holy Spirit will not come like that. The Bible is very specific on that. You read the scriptures. But Paul says, when the Holy Spirit comes, man, when the gifts of God are in operation, Bible says will be in order and decency. There will be order and decency when that happens. But do you see any decency in this? No. It's a chaos. It's a confusion. It is utter nonsense. I must tell you, modern day Christian leaders, all oil merchants. You know the foolish virgins? Where are they? The foolish virgins, Bible says they are going to buy oil, means the Holy Spirit. So these oil merchants are giving the Holy Spirit. They are giving the Holy Spirit where people can, you know, have some kind of fun like this. You go in full suit and go under the chairs and laugh like, you know, madhouse is nothing but the madhouse. I am not saying that everybody that goes on God TV talk like this. There may be good people, but they are also preaching this salvation message, not giving the food in due season. At the end of the day, they should say, bring the money to altar. Keep it your dollars in the place. Then the blessings will come. You know, I saw the other day, a preacher on God TV, where I do my studies, sometimes I put the TV and God TV, particularly I want to see these things. So I called one day when this laughing thing was going, I called Chandrika and I asked her to see this chaotic thing that was going on God TV. And then this man was telling, okay, you would receive the healing right now. Go to the phone. Take and commit yourself to $60,000, the healing will come. What kind of healing is that? Brothers and sisters, the Bible is very specific. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. This is what God talks about. Lying wonders. That's what Benihim is doing. That is why all these other people are doing. They are creating lying wonders. You know, he is taking that Elijah's mantle and waving like that, and people are falling like nothing on the floor. Bible says, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. These people have not received the love of the truth. But for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions. Strong delusions. That's what they have got. The strong delusions that they should believe lie. Brothers and sisters, remember both cases, Benihin and Hagin and Copeland. It is not few people like us. Those auditoriums are packed about 10,000-15,000 people. Both auditoriums. Benihin draws crowds of millions. Why? They are in the process of lying wonders. And the people are on the strong delusions. And they believe the lie, not the truth. So-called television evangelists and the global charismatic leaders are nothing but the false teachers. They are false prophets. Jesus predicted that would be there in the end time. The so-called leaders do not preach the truth, but something sensational that will make people feel good. You know, make people feel good. You know, you feel like drunk, you know, behave like that crazy manner. They are all the time keen to increase the numbers of their listeners. Their ability to increase the numbers from 10 to 100, 100 to 1000. In no speed of time. It should be in a speed of time. You know. They will be able to do that. You see, we know that, you know, we will not have the numbers. You preach the truth, you will not have the numbers. You preach the lie, you will have the numbers. You can fill this place, this auditorium, we can fill it. It's not a big thing to fill this auditorium. You put a line and say, you know, okay, we are going to do stage show. As people come, people fall and create some sort of a, you know, sensation here. I mean, the message will go out to the street and, you know, people will be, you know, queuing to come into this place. They link the promise, the benefit to their listeners will only if they give their dollars, rupees, liberally to their coffers. The benefit of their miracles, the healing, would come if they are willing to give their purse to the coffers of these people. And this is what Jesus said in the end time that could happen. These charismatic leaders have no knowledge of the times and season. They presume they are living in the sowing and harvesting time. Yes. They think that they are living in the sowing and the harvesting time. They said, you know, harvesting, you know, get the people saved, get the people saved. They are specialists in gospel salvation and divine healing. Always look for large headcount in their assemblies. Their teachings and preaching is very traditional, does not have the leading of the Spirit to know all the truth and the revelation the bride is led to. Brothers and sisters, we, period of 1 year, dwelt on the book of Revelation. And we explained to you the teachings of the seven church ages, seven seals. And in fact, we also broke to you about the Matthew 24, correct way. These people have no idea. The bride of Christ who is led to the mystery of the kingdom and God is being treated by charismatic leaders as heretics. You see, people like us, these so-called people who behave like that manner, brand us as heretics. Jesus only. This, that and the other thing. Don't go there, don't go here. This is that and all those things. These people who behave like this, point a finger to people like us who want to follow the Lord in the truth and the revelation and say that we are heretics and says we are with the wrong doctrine. But we know Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them. By their fruit. By their fruit you shall know them. And we know very clearly the food these people are producing is nothing but the deception, deception and deception. Misleading, misleading and misleading people continuously. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon be shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day of the Lord shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So the word of God is taken by these people in a mass scale and taken it to the level of creating confusion, ridicule. Even the truth is hidden behind it. And I think, brothers and sisters, we need to take little time to understand the way that the Lord is leading us here. That is why Jesus and Paul, everybody say, let no man deceive you by any means. The deception is something that what would be taking place in the Christianity. You know, brothers, I don't want to really make pray for somebody and say, if that person has not healed, I don't want to say that he is healed. I don't want to deceive that people. I don't want to say that. If the Lord touches somebody, and if I pray or somebody prays, the healing is the responsibility of not me, the Lord. He is the healer. And the Lord would definitely heal according to His word. That's His promise. But I don't want to participate in any deceptive work and telling the people, you see, even in these churches, they do the same thing to baptism. You see, they get people to receive the baptism by speaking in tongues. I speak in tongues. I believe in the gift of tongues. I pray in tongues. And when the Lord anoints me, I can give a message in tongue and give the interpretation. I believe in that. But these people, they hold the head of people like that, you know, till ta-ta-ta or something like that, you know, until you know, some sound to come out of your mouth. And then you say, oh, you get the receipt. You don't have to do, work hard for that, you know. The things of God, you and I can't, you know, do it like this. Miracles, the baptism with the Holy Spirit, the gifts of God cannot be given by manual labor. It's not possible. It's not my manual labor. So let us not pretend. We are not going to be accounted for pretension. My responsibility would be, if somebody calls and comes here, same would be every one of us. Of course, God has given gifts to some people. Gift of speaking in tongues, gift of wisdom, gift of healing, God has given. But still, the God is the healer. So, when I pray, the Bible says, the Lord would do the healing. When Jesus prayed for 10 lepers, they did not get healed immediately. When they were going, they got healed. Some people get immediately healed. It is up to the Lord how He is going to heal. I don't have to stage play that. Make people fall. Make people, you know, unnecessarily, you know, work things for God. If a person doesn't get healed, I don't have to feel shy about it. Yes, I will not be shy if I pray for somebody. And if that prayer, I told you last Sunday, I will do a special study on prayer
and also healing. What are these days? But we do because of the benefit of all of us to understand.
When the God answers all prayer, I ask you. God does not answer all prayers.
It's true. If all the prayers all these Christians are making to God, if God answers all prayers, there will be confusion. It will be chaotic world, this world.
Because we are praying for various funny things from God. If God were to give all those things. So brothers and sisters, there should not be any iota of deception in me and in you.
Let God do His work, let me do my work. Let me pray. Let me pray for people. Let the Lord, in His time, instantaneously or
during a period of time, do the healing. We should not get involved at any stage, at any way, giving false hopes and ideas to people. That is what the charismatic people do.
The charismatics give a false idea of baptism of the Holy Spirit. Brother, you know, they push your head like a breaking a coconut from a tree, like this, until that head goes down, so that the people will receive the Holy Spirit.
But we believe in a miraculous power, Almighty God, who can do many things. That's why He says very clearly, let no man deceive you by any means. And I think that is very clear to us, that we should not get caught in deception, or we should not be part of that. That is why, brothers and sisters, I would pray for people willingly. According to the scripture, the Bible says, if any among you is sick, call the elders and pray.
But some of us among us, there would be gifts. God has given gift of healing.
But again, I must tell you, the Lord is the healer. He decides when and what to do. And He says, man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Brothers and sisters, we are living about the time where the man of sin will be revealed.
Next Sunday, we are coming to the final aspect of the New World Order.
On the aspect of this man of sin's revelation, the son of perdition. So we are living in the time in this generation, brothers and sisters, while the deception is going around the Christian world, so-called charismatic and, Christian leaders are merrymaking and, running around and preaching and dancing and, crying, clapping. There is a man of sin getting to a ship without your knowledge. Gradually, step by step, he is coming into a status who is called the son of perdition. The Bible says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God and worship, so that he is God and sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself. Finally, the present day New World Order is dictated and designed by this son of perdition. He is in the process of putting the framework. He is in the process of putting the parameters. He is in the process of creating right conditions for his arrival. And when he comes to the scene, that he would bring certain new regulations and order, that this world would be directed through that. You would not be surprised, this coming week, very powerful and strong Muslim delegation, a political cum religious delegation visiting Vatican this coming week. You may have read, some of you already, in the newspapers, for a very, very important meeting. It is the Muslim political cum religious leaders are visiting. So we are in the time of where the man of sin being revealed, where the son of perdition would come to that status of assuming his rightful position in directing the things of this new world order. So brothers and sisters, we have seen many things today and even the last Sunday. Some of the things we have seen, brothers and sisters, involve understanding the present world, the wicked generation, the wickedness that is prevailing in this present time, the wickedness that is really taking the whole universe to their grips. This time that we and you and I are living is worse in wickedness than in the days of Noah. Yes, that is true. When you think of Noah's days and compare this time, it is in greater wickedness and imagination, evil. And then you find the bride of Christ, who is a very insignificant group of people, step by step preparing themselves in the light, in Urim and Thummim, in the light of the word, and their lives are being perfected, bringing to the stature and the measure of the Lord. In the Chupa, where the bridegroom and the bride is together. Whereas there is merrymaking going outside by these so-called charismatic leaders, deceiving millions and millions and millions in their lying programs, taking them to a strong delusion. While that is taking place in the Christian world, the man of sin, the son of perdition, laying the necessary groundwork for his arrival to take charge of the functions. Brothers and sisters, you would be realized there are many people in America getting poorer by day. The strongest economy in shops in New York, now they no longer, some of the shops no longer accept dollars, they only want euro. I have seen pictures, some shopkeepers have put, we accept only euro in America, in New York. People in America are getting poorer by day because of the currency fluctuations, the weaker economy there. The economy in Europe is becoming stronger. Many things are going to set into place. So brothers and sisters, a wake-up call for all of us. I think the Lord should be thankful. We should be thankful to the Lord. We are not a large number here in this place, but very insignificant group of people. But the Lord has His grace and compassion on you and me, and called us to be faithful to Him. That is why I call you, brothers and sisters, to be faithful. Come here, receive the word, because so much of time is spent to bring this word here, to share the truth with all of you, so that you would not be misled or get caught to any deception, but have the opportunity of knowing the truth and following the truth and thereby living the truth in your life. Let's pray. As we pray for a few moments, brothers and sisters, It is time for you and me to open our eyes wide open. Some of the things that are happening, many people cannot see it, but God by His grace have given us opportunity to know this truth. And I believe His goodness, His loving kindness that would prevail in our life would be there for all the time to lead us. And until we come to the light of His word and come to the full revelation, so that our life would be perfected. We pray and commit this time the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my everything. He is my all. Let's stand to our feet. He is my everything, both great and small. Gave His life for me. Once more, You are my everything, You are my all, You are my everything, both great and small. You gave Your life for me, made everything new. My everything, another will do. Father, we thank You for these wonderful moments which You have given to all of us together in this place, Sunday after Sunday, understanding and studying the truth of Your word. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we go back to a wicked and a crooked, a deceiving world, Father, use it for us to shine as the light. Because we are Your children. We are the children of the light. We are not the children of the darkness or the night. And therefore let Your light shine upon us, Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May His presence go before you, beside you. May He let His face shine upon you and guide you and direct you. And keep you in the center of His divine will. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless you.